night celebrate 7 o'clock at WRJN Local News and Timeless Hits. You know, a study in Japan found the perfect nap is actually two naps, a 90-minute snooze, followed by a 30-minute snooze later on. They said it's better than 1 2-hour nap. Now, here's the question. Go to your boss with that story and see how he feels about it, huh? 7 o'clock.
Local News and Timeless Hits, WRJN, Racine, Kenosha.
This is the CBS News World News Roundup, sponsored by O'Reilly Auto Parts.
I'm Michael Wallace. Police now believe it was a family argument that ended with three people shot and one stabbed in a terminal at Phoenix Sky Harbor Airport last night. Phoenix Police Sergeant Myra Reeson.
We have one adult female who is listed in critical condition. It is life-threatening still at this point. Two adult males are listed in stable condition, and the adult male that had at least one stab wound is in stable condition.
The Wall Street Journal reports the Azerbaijan Airlines jet that crashed in Kazakhstan yesterday, killing 38 people, was likely hit by Russian anti-aircraft fire, which had been battling Ukrainian drones in that area. Reports out of Russia suggested the plane had suffered a bird strike. CBS's Cammie McCormick reports the Kremlin is stepping up security after an assassination by Ukraine last week.
Russia's top security agency says it's arrested several suspects involved in an alleged Ukrainian plot to assassinate senior military leaders. The head of Russia's chemical weapons was assassinated last week in an attack claimed by Ukraine. Now the Kremlin says there were several Russian military leaders to be targeted, and some of the plans also included remote-controlled bombs, one hidden in an envelope.
Countries around the Indian Ocean rim are remembering the 230,000 people who died 20 years ago today when a 9.1 magnitude earthquake triggered a massive tsunami.
One of the biggest memorials was held in Australia.
Our first thoughts are with those who lost their lives and those whose lives were changed forever.
Prime Minister Anthony Albanese.
It was a natural disaster on a catastrophic scale with a force that still has the power to shock 2 decades later.
One of the worst natural disasters the world has seen when the tsunami tore through Indian Ocean countries. India, Sri Lanka, Thailand and Indonesia bore the brunt of the devastation that followed. Scott Maiman for CBS News Canberra, Australia.
Gaza health authorities say 5 Palestinian journalists were killed when an Israeli airstrike targeted their van outside a hospital. More from the BBC's Amir Nader.
Video from earlier in the night shows Ayman al-Jeddi in a press jacket with his colleagues, smiling, saying tonight he will become a father. Soon after, their Quds Today broadcast van, marked with large TV and press signs, was hit by an Israeli airstrike. It was parked outside a hospital in central Gaza's Nusayrat area, where al-Jeddi's wife was about to give birth.
Israel claims the van was filled with militants. Bird flu has prompted a pet food recall. CBS's Courtney Keeley explains.
Northwest Natural says it's voluntarily recalling a batch of 2-pound bags of its feline turkey recipe raw frozen pet food after it tested positive for the bird flu virus. Health officials say a fatal case in a domestic cat was reported.
This is CBS News.
Think O'Reilly Auto Parts for all your car care needs. Get the parts and service you need fast from the professional parts people at O'Reilly Auto Parts.
From the WRJN Radio Park Newsroom, I'm Stuart J. Wattles. It was a Christmas miracle for several Racine County deer yesterday. The Tishigan Fire Department got a call early yesterday about 7 deer falling through the ice in the town of Waterford. 2 firefighters in cold water rescue suits were able to save them, with a young one exhausted from the ordeal part of the rescue. A statement from Tishigan officials say the rescued deer rested for about 30 minutes before slowly walking off into the woods. It was a 40-year-old tow truck driver from Chicago killed in a hit-and-run accident on Christmas Eve in Waukesha County. Police say Hussein Farhat was assisting a disabled vehicle on I-94 when he was hit. The suspect, a 39-year-old man, turned himself in following an anonymous tip that led investigators to a home in the village of Wales. A vigil was held last night to honor Farhat's memory, with dozens of tow truck drivers lighting up the Summit park-and-ride lot. Funeral arrangements haven't yet been announced for George Petak. The former state senator, known for his vote to fund the Milwaukee Brewers Stadium, died this week at the age of 75. Petak, a Republican who represented the 21st Senate District from 91 to 96, cast the crucial vote in 95 that approved public funding for what is now American Family Field. Governor Tony Evers praised Petak as a man of faith, courage, and principle. And that's news on WRJN. I'm Stuart J. Wattles. News at the top and bottom of the hour or anytime at WRJN.com.
the Packers headed to the playoffs. Hi, I'm Mike Clemens with sports. The Packers face the Vikings Sunday. Game time now 3:25 in Minnesota. Green Bay clinched his spot in the playoffs after beating the Saints. Running back Josh Jacobs excited to finally reach the postseason as a Packer after 5 years with the Raiders.
You got games in front of you. You know, we still fighting, you know, trying to be as best of a team that we can be. We finally put a complete game together. That's something that we've been hunting since the beginning of the season. I mean, it just feels like our ceiling is keep going up.
College basketball, the Marquette Golden Eagles taking some time off. Their next game, New Year's Eve, on the road at Providence. Senior forward David Joplin scored 19 in their win over Xavier. Joplin now has over 1,000 points in his career with the Golden Eagles.
He scored a lot of points. I'm grateful for him. You know, anytime you have someone that's scored over 1,000 points at the same school, you know, that you're just grateful that he's been around that long and that we got, you know, two-thirds of our season left with him.
That's Marquette head coach Shaka Smart with Sports on Mike Clemens.
It is going to be foggy and drizzly again today, but it is going to be warmer. Our high right around 42 this afternoon. Tonight, 39 with light rain. Tomorrow, cloudy with scattered light rain and even warmer with a high near 45. I'm meteorologist Sean Cable. Right now, it's 39.
I always thought doctors didn't know what they were doing, but now I got proof now, because if you've been watching TV lately, you have certainly noticed that every other commercial on TV is one of those prescription drug ads. Right? Apparently we're supposed to tell our doctors what to prescribe for us. Like that Prevacid commercial, they're like, ask your doctor about Prevacid. Now, shouldn't your doctor know about Prevacid? Isn't that the guy's job? It's like, yeah, there's nothing we can do for you. Oh, what about Prevacid? Hey, you know, you're right. That's a good point. I hadn't thought of that. Now, how many milligrams is good? Did it say in the commercial? I didn't see the commercial.
California Girls, local news, Tamla Sitz here at WRJN. Looking for fog today. I was talking to somebody just came in the building here. Earl Ingram just came in from one of our other stations, and he said, wow, very foggy driving in from Milwaukee this morning. Fog and drizzle early on, then cloudy with a high near 43 today. Cloudy, patchy fog tonight, lows 40. Rain 45, the high tomorrow, 49 with clouds on Saturday, 45 and clouds and chance of rain on Sunday. Right now it's 39 and foggy right here at Radio Park. Do you need something to worry about? All right, I'm going to help you out here. A study found the formation of a new supercontinent could drastically affect the climate and kill off all mammals, including us. You worried? Well, it won't happen for another 250 million years or so. But, you know, if you want to, I guess you can start worrying right now, huh?
Radio Park to Johnson Park, local news and timeless hits.
W-R-J-N. Hey, here's news. U.S. senators won't be able to go to work in their pajamas. The Senate unanimously passed a resolution to formally require anyone to wear business attire while on the Senate floor. How did this even come up for discussion?
Long distance information, give me Memphis, Tennessee. Help me find a party to try to get in touch with me. She could not leave a number, but I know who place to call. Boss Bunker took the message and they wrote it on the wall. Help me information, get in touch with my Marie. She's the only one who called me here from Memphis, Tennessee. Their home is on the south side, high up on the ridge, just a half a mile from the Mississippi Bridge. She was waving me goodbye. The hairy home drops on her cheek that trickled from her eye. But we were pulled apart because her mom did not agree. And tore apart our happy home in Memphis, Tennessee. Help me information, more than that I cannot add.
only that I miss her and all the fun we had. Marie is only 6 years old. Information, please. Try to put me through to her in Memphis, Tennessee.
Johnny Rivers, local news, Tamla's hits at WRJN. Thank you for joining me here on this day after Christmas. Hope you had a joyous and safe holiday yesterday. This guy in India showed up at a hospital, said he had a stomach ache for 2 years. Turns out he swallowed more than 50 household items, including lockets, chains, nuts, bolts, and earbuds. They were all there in his stomach. You'd think just a couple of Tums might have cleared that up for him, but I guess not, huh?
On your entertainment beat, I'm Pete Schwabba. If you're looking for things to do between Christmas and New Year's, there is lots to see in the theaters at the moment. If you're looking for a well-reviewed musical biopic where the lead character is a monkey, the film Better Man might be for you. It tells the story of the meteoric rise of British pop sensation and former boy band member Rob Williams and his fall from grace. If you're wondering why they made him a monkey in the film, it's because Williams says he always felt less evolved and because when he's on stage, he sometimes feels like a monkey. One of the weirdest trailers I've ever seen, but it is getting good reviews. Other films that open on Christmas Day include The Fire Inside, about a female boxer from Flint, Michigan, who becomes the first woman to win gold in the sport at the Olympics. Great reviews. The Bob Dylan biopic, A Complete Unknown, starring Timothy Chalamet, is currently in theaters and is also incredibly well-reviewed and is getting Oscar buzz. Let's go to the movies. For more showbiz fun, tune in to Nightlight with me, Pete Schwabba, weeknights from 6 to 8 p.m. on the Civic Media Radio Network.
The holidays are here, and Ferraro's has the comfort food to keep you warm and cozy. This season of giving, get more for your money. Buy $100 in gift cards with cash, and Ferraro's will throw in a bonus $20 gift card. Don't forget to check out Ferraro's delicious frozen pizzas. Perfect for carryout, your next fundraiser, or your festive holiday gathering. Serving up the flavor Racine craves this holiday season. Slide on by for the best pizza pie at Ferraro's. Beecham Road, just north of Taylor Avenue.
Fountain Hills Apartment in Racine has an incredibly rare opening of a one-bedroom apartment with a special extended 15-month lease. Fountain Hills in Mount Pleasant was named number one for senior living by senioradvisor.com. With amenities like on-site management and heated parking, Fountain Hills' top priority is safety with a locked lobby and thorough cleaning. Grab this rare one-bedroom apartment today at fountainhillsapartments.com or call 262-886-9200 right away.
Are your auto and home insurance rates too high? Then call the folks at Bain's AAA Insurance Agency to see if they can help save you money. Licensed in both Wisconsin and Illinois, they have been in business since 2014, serving the Racine, Mount Pleasant, Kenosha, and surrounding areas. Bain's AAA has sold thousands of customers AAA road service, auto, homeowners, condo, renters, life, and umbrella insurance, plus personalized service to fit your family's ever-evolving needs with competitive rates. Call Annette today at 262-672-4702.
Coverage is subject to all policy terms, conditions, exclusions, and limitations. Discounts and savings opportunities subject to eligibility requirements, subject to underwriting requirements. AAA Insurance is a collection of AAA branded insurance products, services, and programs made available to qualified members. Personal lines insurance is underwritten by Auto Club Group Insurance Company, Auto Club Insurance Association, and AAA Life Insurance Company.
Getting quality employees to fill positions in your company is essential, but finding those people can be a major hassle. Unless you use ZipRecruiter. ZipRecruiter makes finding quality people a breeze. ZipRecruiter's advanced technology identifies candidates with the right skills, sends you great matches, then you can easily invite them to apply. 4 out of 5 employers who post on ZipRecruiter get a quality candidate within the first day. See for yourself. Go to ZipRecruiter.com/free to try ZipRecruiter for free. That's ZipRecruiter.com/free.
With local news twice an hour, Monday through Friday, 6 a.m. to 6 p.m., we are Racine's source for local news and now timeless hits. Join us every day to stay up to date. Join us online at WRJN.com for up-to-date news or join our news podcasts, also available at WRJN.com. Local news, it's part of our commitment to Racine. WRJN.
That's Rare Earth Get Ready. That is the 3 minute, actually 2 minute and 43 second version. You know the 22 minute version of that song on their album? 22 minutes. That's a long song. All right. The movie Home Alone has been on TV all Christmas, holiday season long. And in case this was keeping you awake at nights, in Home Alone, the parents can't call Kevin. Remember that? Because a tree knocked down the power lines? But later on, Kevin inexplicably calls and orders a pizza on the phone. How's that possible? Someone online actually came up with an explanation for it. They said even though the long-distance lines were out, the local exchange might have worked. Yeah, keep trying. 7:23. Paul Harvey's coming up in just a moment. Right now, I've got Buddy Holly and Peggy Sue.
If you knew Peggy Sue, then you know why I feel blue without Peggy. My Peggy Sue. Oh, well, I love you, girlies. I love you, Peggy Sue. Peggy Sue. Peggy Sue. How my heart yearns for you, oh Peggy, my Peggy Sue. Oh, well, I love you, girl, yes, I love you, Peggy Sue. Peggy Sue, Peggy Sue. Pretty, 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 pretty Peggy Sue. Oh, oh Peggy, my Peggy Sue. Oh, well, I love you, girl, and I need.
Peggy Sue, 7:26 here at WRJN, local news, timeless hits, and Paul Harvey.
The rest of the story. You ever heard the fairy tales of Johannes Niemann? In particular, do you happen to know his story of the soldiers who wouldn't fight? It goes like this. Once upon a time, long, long ago, two mighty kingdoms went to war. Their armies fought for months, slaughtering one another quite efficiently. Through the interminable summer and the terrible fall. Then somebody remembered it was Christmas. The sun shone brightly that December morning, but the mist was slow to clear, and when it did, it revealed yesterday's battlefield thinly blanketed in white. The silence was broken by a voice, the voice of one of the soldiers calling out across the battlefield to his enemies. The voice, struggling in a language that was not its own, shouted, "Come out, we want to talk." Moments later, two of yesterday's enemies were standing in the middle of the misty white battleground, shaking hands and smiling. Then there were two more, and then four more. Until the place where their comrades had perished only hours before was teeming with a joyous throng of former foes. Nobody wanted to kill anybody, all agreed. So some exchanged gifts, cigars, candy, jars of jam, all of the modest treasures lonely soldiers come to prize. Others serenaded new friends with carols in native tongues, while the rest cut little Christmas trees and adorned them with makeshift candles. And then one soldier brought out a big round ball, while his new companions from the other army laid out on the battlefield a playing field, and with the paraphernalia of a new, abandoned war, The men fashioned a couple of goals, and for hours they played a wonderful game, which one team won, but nobody cared. Days passed. The former enemies were now friends, playing games, repairing shelters, swapping stories, marveling together at the miracle of Christmas, which had made them all as one. More than a week went by before the generals showed up. "Why aren't you fighting?" they demanded. The soldiers shrugged. "We weren't angry at anyone, so we didn't want to fight anymore." The generals were furious. "It's treason," they declared. They made all of their troops return to their battle formations and prepare to make war. For quite some time, the new friends tried to make it look good, but their commanders eventually caught on and escalated their threats. So reluctantly, today's friends became tomorrow's enemies once more. You say you've never heard the fairy tales of Johannes Niemann? Perhaps that's because there are none. His story of the soldiers who wouldn't fight, that story is completely true, utterly factual. You see, he, Lieutenant Johannes Niemann of the 133rd Saxon Regiment, was one of those soldiers who laid down his weapons and befriended his foes. A German soldier who, with the aid of his comrades and his British enemies, countless thousands, created something now called the most remarkable front-wide truce in military history. For the war that held its breath in its first Christmas season, the conflict very nearly smothered in its own infancy by the unexpected intrusion of peace on Earth, that conflict would go on to extinguish 13 million lives and inflict agony on 26 million others. A mass murder snatched from the jaws of brotherhood by the generals and the politicians. We call it the First World War. You've been reading about it since you were in school. But now you know the rest of the story.
And you can hear another rest of the story, brand new one, with Paul Harvey at 12:05 with Dan Marcus coming up later on this afternoon. To learn how your business can be a sponsor of one of the most popular shows ever to air on WRJN, call us during business hours, 262-634-3311, 262-634-3311. 7:30 exactly. Let's check news now, see what's going on. Here's Stuart.
From the WRJN Radio Park Newsroom, I'm Stuart J. Waddles. It was a Christmas miracle for several Racine County deer yesterday. The Tishigan Fire Department got a call early yesterday about seven deer falling through the ice in the town of Waterford. Two firefighters in cold water rescue suits were able to save them, with a young one exhausted from the ordeal part of the rescue. A statement from Tishigan officials say the rescued deer rested for about 30 minutes before slowly walking off into the woods. It was a 40-year-old tow truck driver from Chicago killed in a hit-and-run accident on Christmas Eve in Waukesha County. Police say Hussein Farhat was assisting a disabled vehicle on I-94 when he was hit. The suspect, a 39-year-old man, turned himself in following an anonymous tip that led investigators to a home in the village of Wales. A vigil was held last night to honor Farhat's memory, with dozens of tow truck drivers lighting up the Summit park-and-ride lot. Funeral arrangements haven't yet been announced for George Petak. The former state senator, known for his vote to fund the Milwaukee Brewers Stadium, died this week at the age of 75. Petak, a Republican who represented the 21st Senate District from 91 to 96, cast the crucial vote in 95 that approved public funding for what is now American Family Field. Governor Tony Evers praised Petak as a man of faith, courage, and principle. And that's news on WRJN. I'm Stuart J. Waddles. News at the top and bottom of the hour or anytime at WRJN.com.
Agricultural groups, including the American Farm Bureau Federation, have tagged labor as the number one issue facing farmers in the new year. I'm Stephanie Hoff for the Midwest Farm Report, along with you on a Thursday morning. As agriculture relies heavily on guest workers, how does the Trump administration's plan for deportation going to play out for farmers? Wisconsin Farm Bureau's Director of National Affairs, Tyler Wensloff, explains that the U.S. can have the best of both worlds when it comes to both a secure border and a guest worker program that works for the farm economy.
For sure, and it's something that's is going to be a very difficult conversation, but I think the border crisis has highlighted how important it is, and it's not that we can't have a secure border, but also have ag labor, and so those issues are not connected in any way. And I think making sure that we have a secure border but also having the workforce that we rely is important, and I think it's something that we can get done.
Tyler Wenzloff is the Director of National Affairs with the Wisconsin Farm Bureau Federation. Stick around for a look at your market update coming your way next.
With over 60 years of experience in the auction business, Steffes Group is the trusted source for buying high-quality equipment. From farm and construction equipment to transportation and land, Steffes Group auctions feature a diverse selection of assets for whatever your needs may be. Bid with confidence, knowing that Steffes Group's team of professionals prioritize honesty, integrity, and outstanding service. Visit steffesgroup.com to view their upcoming auctions and start bidding on the equipment you need today.
The only competition that really matters is you versus you. And with the performance of Veltima fungicide from BASF, you can take your best results even further. Veltima fungicide is on your side to out-yield the competition by an average of 7 bushels per acre, but you've never been average. Beat your own record, get every bushel you deserve, and make this your best season yet with Veltima fungicide from BASF. Always read and follow label directions.
Agricultural markets will be closed until 8:30 this morning after the Christmas holiday. But here's where they closed on Tuesday, Christmas Eve. Cash corn was up 0.75 cents at 448.5. 2025 new crop corn was unchanged at 437.25. Cash soybeans were up 0.25 cents at 975.25. And 2025 new crop soybeans were up 7 cents, closing at 994 a bushel. Cash wheat is down 0.75 cents at 534.75. And July new crop wheat is also down 5.75 cents at 552.5. Class 3 milk contracts saw support, with January milk up 12 cents at 1982 a hundredweight and the February contract up 27 cents at 1988. For the Midwest Farm Report, I'm Stephanie Hoff. Merry Christmas.
It is going to be foggy and drizzly again today, but it is going to be warmer. Our high right around 42 this afternoon. Tonight, 39 with light rain. Tomorrow, cloudy with scattered light rain and even warmer with a high near 45. I'm meteorologist Sean Cable. Right now, it's 39.
It's a whole tiny world on the airplane, isn't it? There's always that little tiny table there, a tiny computer. Everyone's in a little cramped seat, tiny food, tiny utensils, tiny liquor bottles, tiny bathroom, tiny sink, tiny mirror, tiny faucet. So it's a small problem. Going to be a slight delay. We're going to be a little late. Then you get on the plane. Pilot's always got to come on the PA system, give you his whole thing of what he's going to do. And here's how I'm going to do it. I'm going to take it up to 20,000. And I'm going to make a left by Chicago. And I'm going to go south. But you know, we're all back there going, yeah, fine. Let's, you know, just do whatever the hell you got to do. I don't know what the hell is going on here. Just end up where it says on the ticket, okay? Can you do that? Why bother him telling him what I'm doing, knocking on the cockpit door? I'm having the peanuts now. Yeah, that's what we're doing back here. I'm not going to have them all now. I'm going to have a few. I don't want to finish it because it's such a big bag.
Don Rosen in the morning. WRJN.
All the leaves are brown.
There you go, Mamas and the Papas, California Dreamin'. 7:38, local news and timeless hits at WRJN. Fog and drizzle early on today. Then some clouds coming in to stay, well, they're here now, but they're going to, the fog's going to clear up, just cloudy. Highs near 43. Cloudy and patchy fog tonight. Lows 40. Rain tomorrow with a high near 45. Cloudy and a high near 49, near 50 on Saturday. Aren't we, like, in winter now? Shouldn't we not be hitting 50 degrees? Cloudy with a chance of rain on Sunday and a high near 45. Right now it's 39. Foggy. Careful driving. Some dense fog out there. And 39 degrees here at Radio Park. So, some guy booked a hotel room in Melbourne, Australia for work and knew he would be bored. So he added a note to his reservation asking his staff if they could hide an apple in his room. He said it would help him de-stress and give him something to look forward to, some fun. So they went the extra mile and hid 5 apples in his room. He couldn't find the 5th apple until the next day. It was hidden inside a coffee pot on top of his mini fridge. First of all, that's kind of a fun idea, and it was nice that the hotel staff went the extra mile to add the extra apples. And it's 7:40, 99.9 FM in Racine, 98.1 FM in Kenosha, and AM 1400, the legendary historic frequency everywhere. Here's Elvis now.
7 lonely days and a dozen towns ago, I reached out one night and you were gone. Don't know why you'd run, what you're running to or from. All I know is I want to bring you home. So I'm walking in the rain, thumbing for a ride on this lonely Kentucky back road. I've loved you much too long, my love's too strong, let you go. Never knowing what went wrong. Kentucky rain keeps pouring down, and up ahead's another town that I'll go walking through. With the rain in my shoes, searching. Photographs to some old gray bearded men sitting on a bench outside a general store. They said, yes, she's been here, but their memory wasn't clear. Was it yesterday? No, wait, the day before. Finally got a ride with a preacher man who asked, were you bound on such a cold, dark afternoon? Drove on through the rain. As he listened, I explained that he left me with a prayer that I'd find you. Kentucky rain keeps pouring down, and up ahead's another town that I'll go walking through. With the rain in my shoes,
Elvis Presley, Kentucky Rain, one of my favorite Elvis songs. 7:43, local news, timeless hits, and, of course, your favorite songs here at WRJN. I got some con artist news for you here. A museum in Denmark paid this guy, an artist, $84,000 to create 2 pieces of art. He took the money and then sent 2 empty frames to them and claimed it was artwork titled Take the Money and Run.
The museum was not amused. They're demanding the money be returned. And a con man from Louisiana allegedly made over $300,000 by tricking the airlines into believing they had lost his luggage on more than 180 occasions between 2015 and 2020. Took him a long time before they caught up with him, but they did. He got 20 years in prison. How do they do that? I'd like to know their secrets. Not that I'm going to do it, but I'd like to know their secrets. Huh. Okay. Fog out there, drizzle too, and then later on today, just cloudy with a high near 43 right now, 39 and foggy here at Radio Park. I got the Stones now, painted black.
I see a red door and I want it painted black. No colors anymore, I want them to turn black. I see the girls walk by dressed in their summer clothes. Until my darkness goes, I see a line of cars and they are painted black, with flowers and my love hope never to come back. My heart is black. I see my red door. I must have it into black.
Maybe then I'll fade away and not have to face the facts. It's not easy facing up when your whole world is black.
No more will my green signal turn a deeper blue. I could not foresee this thing happening to you.
If I look hard enough into the setting sun, my love will laugh with me before the morning comes. I see a red door and I want it painted black. No colors anymore, I want them to turn black.
Performing on stage after all these years, the Stones, painted black. That was used in the movie The Devil's Advocate with Keanu Reeves and Al Pacino. I think it was over the closing credits they played it. It's 7:47, local news and timeless hits here at WRJN. Well, whether or not you like them, do you trust your neighbors? A new poll asked over 6,000 Americans. Only half of them trust their people they live next door to. 51% said they do trust their neighbors. 17% said absolutely not. 22% said they're not sure. 10% don't have neighbors or never met them before. I do trust my neighbors. There are people on either side of me and across the street I trust. The people next door on one side of me here, she lived in our house as a little girl. And I trusted her to take care, help me take care of my mom in her last days. And I trust them implicitly. My wife and I are so fortunate to have next-door neighbors that we love and trust. Very nice people. It's 7:40, and the other side, too. Very nice people. 7:48, local news, timeless hits, WRJN. Hey, how about some fresh bakery?
As holiday celebrations surround us, ONH Danish Bakery has oven fresh Danish delights to make your friends and family gatherings extra special. From breads and rolls to scratch made pies, cakes, cookies, and of course Kringle, ONH brings a smile to every table. ONH Danish Bakery extends warm holiday wishes and a heartfelt thanks for your patronage throughout the year. And remember, when visiting family and friends, be sure to bring a Kringle from ONH Danish Bakery in Racine, Sturtevant, and Oak Creek.
Hey, do you know a child who's coping with grief and the loss of a loved one? Hospice Alliance offers Connections, Planting Seeds of Hope, a support group for children and their trusted adults to meet others who are experiencing grief. To learn more about finding healing and peace, or if you're interested in hospice care, ask for Hospice Alliance, the award-winning community-based nonprofit that gives back through education, services, and grief support. To learn more, visit HospiceAlliance.org. That's HospiceAlliance.org.
Wesley Financial Group is not a law firm.
Are you a victim of the timeshare trap and think there's no way out? I'm Chuck McDowell, founder of Wesley Financial Group, the original timeshare cancellation expert. And I'm here to tell you that there is a way out. All you need to do is give my office a call. I will send you a timeshare exit information kit absolutely free, explaining how the timeshare industry works and your options for cancellation.
Call Wesley now for your free info kit. 800-791-1313. That's 800-791-1313.
Paid for by Wesley Financial Group.
Finding the special health care resources families need just got easier. Wisconsin Wayfinder, Children's Resource Network, helps kids with delays, disabilities, special health care needs, and mental health conditions. Call toll-free 877-947-2929. Ask questions. Get answers. Connect today toll-free 877-947-2929. Sponsored by the Wisconsin Department of Health Services.
Hey there, it's Carrie Joy with your Work Money Minute. On my YouTube channel, I recently talked to Amanda Klayman, a financial therapist and an all-around excellent person. We talked about how to reduce money anxiety, and her advice was really helpful. She said, unless we have a time to do money, we don't have a time to not do money. Meaning, if we set aside some time to think about and manage our money, it lets our brain stop worrying about money all the time. For example, I have a monthly money meeting with myself, which lowers my money anxiety and helps keep me on top of my finances. If you don't already, set and keep that money meeting with yourself. It'll help your wallet and your peace of mind. Remember what Amanda said, unless you have a time to do money, you don't have a time to not do money. For more everyday money tips, check out workmoney.org. Till next time, this is Carrie Joy saying, take good care.
Break her heart and make her cry. I know it's me that
From 1964, Leslie Gore, Maybe I Know. If you want to see a good movie about that decade of music, check out that new Bob Dylan movie with Timothy Chalamet playing Bob Dylan. And what is it called again? I keep forgetting the name. A Complete Unknown. I can't remember the name of the movie. A Complete Unknown. Saw it yesterday with my family, and it's really good. I mean, it'll take you back to the 1960s, and you'll see how Bob Dylan became Bob Dylan. It's very good, and how he changed folk music, and it's really a good movie. A Complete Unknown just opened up on Christmas Day, so if you get a chance, go watch it. How about a movie about this group? Actually, there was a performer in this group named Creed Bratton. He went on to acting, and he was on all 9 seasons of the TV show The Office on NBC. Here's Sooner or Later.
Sooner or later, love is gonna catch up. Sooner or later, girl, you got to give in. Sooner or later, love is gonna let you. Sooner or later, love is gonna win. Just a matter of time before you make up your mind. Give all that love that you've been hiding. It's just a question of when.
Roots and local news, timeless hits, WRJN on your day after Christmas. Today is Thursday. I know it feels like Monday. At least to me it does, anyway. It's 7:57 right now. A survey asked young kids between the ages of 6 and 11 what they'd like to see added to the school curriculum. Here were the top 3 responses. How to be a YouTube star. I guess everyone should learn that. How to look after pets. That's good. How to cook. Now, in our school, not in grammar school, but when you got to high school, they had home economics for the girls. The guys couldn't take it. And they used to teach cooking and a whole bunch of stuff in home ec. And I wish I would have taken that course, but there was an offer to the guys. We had other courses to take. It's 2 minutes in front of 8 o'clock here on your Thursday morning. We've got local news and national news coming up for you in just a moment. Right now, we've got Bobby Sherman.
Being alone at night makes me sad, girl. Yet brings me down, all right. Tossing and turning and freezing. So much fun together. I was sure that you were mine, but leaving you, baby,
Bobby Sherman, Julie, do you love me? You know, he was a star of a TV series along with David Soul, who we just lost this year. He passed away in 2024, David Soul. But they were co-stars on the ABC TV show Here Come the Brides. I never saw the show. I just wasn't my thing. I wish I'd go back now and see it. But yeah, they played two of the main leads, David Soul and Bobby Sherman. Very clever of ABC to get two big stars on the show. It's 8 o'clock at WRJN. Let's check news.
Local news and timeless hits. WRJN. Receive Kenosha. Local news and timeless hits.
This is CBS News on the Hour, sponsored by T-Mobile.
I'm Michael Wallace. 20 years ago today, a 9.1 magnitude earthquake under the Indian Ocean triggered a tsunami that killed as many as